He could see her in the bush from his kitchen window, where he stood behind the monster washing up, stabbing gingerly at it with a half-dead scourer. Of course she'd follow me home, he thought. Of course that would happen to me. Gerda relaxed. She was on the right track. He seemed to have been expecting her. Ivan decided to ignore her. In life, he found that ignoring things only meant they got worse. Of course, equally, interacting with things only meant they got worse. So it was actually just a question of taste, like black shoes or brown. Besides, how long really could she stay in the bush? Gerda settled into the bush and began to examine herself. There was a lot to take in. Firstly, her boots. They were big and made of metal, skinned in a kind of rubberized material. Then there were her legs. They bent in the middle, and when she knocked on them with her fist, they were hard. She tapped along her chest. It was broad, also metal. She was covered from the neck down in a metal, rubberized suit. If Gerda had have known what a gym was, and had been in one, and that one had turned out to be Batman's one, she'd have been excused for thinking they'd got the lockers muddled up. But she didn't, and she hadn't. A week later, it was quite clear to all concerned that Gerda had no concept of time.